Hello, 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 hello. Thank you so much for coming and being a part. It is a pleasure to have you here for Monday Motivation. I thank God for you. It has been an adventure-filled weekend. Had an amazing time meeting new people, doing new things, getting out of the ordinary, doing some extraordinary things. And I am so grateful. I hope the same for you. In this community, I want this to be a safe place where you have the ability to come and talk and be included and be connected. And I'm thankful to have you come and be a part of today's ministry. Over the weekend, I did something I'd never done before. And I think in this season, that's what we're going to have to do a lot of. We're going to have to do a lot of things that we never have done before in order to get some of the results that we've never had before. So we get stuck in the known and we get comfortable there. Let me challenge you. Let's step outside of our comfort zone. What I did was try spoken word. It's totally out of my element, but I'm a talker and talkers talk. And one of the things that I did say is, whatever you're full of is what's going to come out of you. And I'm full of the word, so a lot of times the word is what's going to come out of me. But I am so very thankful. Let's pray. God, we thank you. We thank you for this day, Love Day, the day that you ordained to love one another. Doesn't have to be couples, but we're thankful. We're thankful for the love that you have for us, that you gave your only son to die for our sins, for redemption. And we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, that you loved us. Thank you, God, for all that you have given us as we go to motivate your people. Feed us and give us the strength to be all that you would have us to be. And it is in your name we pray. Amen. Thank you again for coming to be a part of the Guardians of the Faith. It's great to see you all here. What we're going to talk about tonight is, who stole your confidence? Who stole your confidence? Did it happen in your youth as a child when you're vulnerable? Maybe in high school with the bullies and the intimidators? Or was it in college with the influencers? Or as an adult? Because you never learned the tools. But now as an adult, do you give your confidence away because it's what you're used to or it's what you saw? Do the voices still say that you're not good enough, that you're not smart enough, that maybe you're not even pretty enough, or maybe you're not even enough at all, period? When you think about the them and the they, society, people, public, the people that won't approve of you, not what you do, who you are, they criticize and they demean you. Fear of failure will shake your confidence and affect your ability to give 100%. Thinking about failure leads to fear. Stress and pressure, constantly worrying about things like work, money, family, all of those things affects your decision-making ability. Envy and chasing other people's definition of happiness. Don't align yourself with someone else's ideal of happiness. Then you'll lose sight of what you actually are meant to be here for. And if you lose sight of what God has for you, you're also going to lose the ability to get to your happy. So one of the things that it's time to do is to stop listening to the enemy's lies because they're sabotaging your confidence. The devil's main focus is to kill your confidence. If he kills your confidence, he can kill your dream. He can kill your life. He can kill your marriage. If he kills your confidence, he can kill so many things about you. Without confidence, you won't make that necessary move. Without confidence, you will not jump. Without confidence, you won't burn the boat. You'll allow others to take what's yours because you can't see past what God has in store for you. You will be totally blinded by fear. Stop remembering what people have said about you. Remember what God says about you. Load our heart with the truth to fight our deepest insecurities. God wants to quiet your fear, your anxiety, or uncertainty because he comes to give you peace. He comes because in his presence is a fullness of joy. When you come in to his fullness of joy, he gives you all the benefits. So what I want you to do now is get out your pen and paper, because these are going to be the scriptures that are going to help you to sustain, okay? The Lord will sustain you with peace in the midst of your most trying circumstances. Philippians 4 and 7 says, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." John 14, 27 says, "I am leaving you with the gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is the gift the world can't give. So don't be troubled or be afraid." Ephesians 2, 14 says, "For he himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle walls of separation." Now the Lord will be with you in every difficult situation, every trial, and every moment that you feel like you can't get through. Psalms 23, 4 says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me." John 14, 18 says, "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you." Hebrews 13, 5. "The Lord will provide for your every need, even when it looks impossible." Philippians 4, 11 through 19. Verse 13 says, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me." I can do all things. That's not some things. That's not maybe a little bit. That's all things. Verse 19 says, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." And God's word is our promise. It's our promise. Psalms 20 and 5 says, "We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfilled all thy petitions." He fulfilled all of your petitions. That's why it's important to go before the Lord. He says, make your petitions known. So you got to know what it is that you're wanting and asking God for. Because this verse says, "The Lord fulfilled all of thy petitions." The Lord will strengthen you to serve him anywhere, anytime, and in any way that he leads you. Confirmation of that is in Philippians 4, 13. "I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me." Romans 8, 26 says, "Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." 1 Corinthians 1:25 says, "Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men." That's why you got to rely on him. 1 Corinthians 15, 51, 58, it says, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed." Now, this is 1 Corinthians 15, 51 through 58. I want you to go ahead and read it all. Whenever you get in situations, or just read it all, just from confirmation to say, you know what, I know where to go in the event that I get in trouble. Jeremiah 50 and 34 says, "Their Redeemer is strong. The Lord of hosts is his name. He will vigorously plead their case so that he may bring rest to the earth." We have a promise. He promised to bring rest to the earth. So remember that God is faithful to you. And he's faithful to be your strong redeemer, your strong tower. And he wants you to win. He wants you to win. 2 Corinthians 2 and 14 says, "But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ." He wants us to win. So now, let's affirm and meditate. You may close your eyes, or you can just relax and listen as you follow along. Breathe in, breathe out. I release any resistance right now. Breathe in, breathe out. It is good to come together for the purpose of support for one another. Breathe in, breathe out. I rely on the energy of my source, Jesus Christ. and I am where I am intended to be, and my source is pleased. Breathe in, breathe out. I am who God says I am, and He is calling me to a higher existence. Breathe in, breathe out. Mistakes are a stepping stone to success. They are the path I must tread to achieve my dreams. Breathe in, breathe out. I have the power to accomplish everything I need today. I have great ideas. I make useful contributions. I am confident in my abilities. Breathe in, breathe out. Your life is supposed to feel good to you, for you have chosen it as the platform from which more will flow. Breathe in, breathe out. Today, as God opens the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, I will make room to receive it. Breathe in, breathe out. I grow and become a better version of myself every day. I release the need to judge myself negatively. Breathe in, breathe out. Infinite love flows through me, in me, and as me. Your world is gradually expanding, growing, and refreshing while finding balance along the way. Breathe in, breathe out. I open my mind and heart to the perfect love of God as I allow things to flow naturally to me. Breathe in, breathe out. Spirit is guiding my steps, and all is unfolding for my good. My source is fully aware of you right now and feels unspeakable appreciation for who you are. Breathe in, breathe out. I open the doors to my good and claim my divine inheritance. I am meant to feel happiness in my life, and I am meant to fulfill my dreams. I create the perfect plan for my life by choosing the perfect thoughts. Breathe in, breathe out. God within me is mighty and unstoppable, and everything I seek is now seeking me. Breathe in, breathe out. The Spirit of God within me knows the perfect how to every need and desire. Therefore, all my needs are met. Breathe in, breathe out. Every cell in my body is now functioning in divine order, and I'm doing extremely well as I relax and enjoy it as life unfolds. Breathe in, breathe out. I feel appreciation for what is and an eagerness for what is coming. For in you, God, I place my trust as I depend on you for my every need. Breathe in, breathe out. I feel refreshed, renewed. I feel empowered, guys. I'm thankful to God for all that He's done in this season. And I'm thankful for you. This is our community where we're able to have a safe place to talk. What's going on? Talk to me.
Good evening, everyone. I want to say that, Cindy, I definitely appreciate the message tonight because you actually threw out some rhema words to me of a message that I had the privilege of listening to about almost 2 weeks ago, talking about following the instructions. You know, God is our creator, and the Bible is my operating manual. And my duty is to obey His orders, and just confirmation of everything that I have, that the leadership abilities and some of the other abilities I have, how it's continued to manifest as long as I activate my faith and keep my faith activated. And I want to just expand on that a little bit. You know, we talk about faith. We talk about, like you mentioned, a confidence. It's easily said, than done sometimes. Because for me, for what I've been going through for the last, say, 2 months or so, God will deal with you in situations that you least unexpected. It was a time where I felt like I overcame some of those challenges, but then whenever I was activating my faith, I had to rely on what the Spirit said and not what my, as you guys know, I said Aprilism. Well, April tried to rationalize it out, but I had to definitely activate my faith and walk in it with my decision. It was very scary. It was scary, but I had to keep reminding myself what the promises was, what the word says to do, and also how to handle things to decency in order and be a blessing. Because a lot of times for me, what I'm learning through this process right now is it's not about me. I'm blessing other people, not realizing that I'm blessing other people, where I feel like it's about me. As you guys know, I'm an acronyms person, and it brought me back to the message. The message basically was DIP. Do it with the praise. And so that's me. I like to praise. Oh, my goodness. Oh. I can have a good praise service versus hearing the word sometimes, if I can just kind of touch on that a little bit. But and just doing it with the praise, and just understand if I dip doing it with the praise, then I will continue to live right. Because not to say every day is perfect and every situation is going to be easy to make a decision on, but accept it, learn from it, and love on myself, put a praise on it, because whenever I praise, that's taking me to another elevation of it, of what my destiny is. And even down to my experience this weekend, I was literally baffling, going back and forth in my mind for almost a week, whether I should attend, should I attend. And at the end of me attending that event, I left that event feeling very full of gratitude and happiness, because I didn't know I was blessing somebody else. I thought I was blessing myself to get out the house and just kind of do something a little different. But then understanding and just realizing the magnitude of that one step, that one small step I made, and the connections that came afterwards is just mind-blowing. So that was just definitely encouragement to myself to keep doing it, keep moving. Thank you for the ram of words tonight and encouragement. Ladies, I'm not sure if any gentlemen is on the call tonight, but it's time. It's time to stop playing games and putting our dignity to the side and just kind of doing what we need to do to get delivered and to deliver other people.
It is amazing. And I appreciate you bringing me into the experience this weekend. I like the dip. Do it with a praise. Thank you so much for that. Does anyone else have anything that you want to say? You want to give God praise? Just thank him for how he has kept you. We're here on Love Day. I just want to tell each and every one of you that I love you. Valentine's Day, it is a day of love. But I just feel like it's a day where we can pour out our love. Doesn't matter whether it's a relationship. That comes in all forms. My relationship with you with this Monday Motivation is an important one for me. It is my love day to you. And thank you so much for being a part. I love you. Come on, talk to me. What you got to say?
Good evening, everyone. I just want to say I thank you, Miss Cindy and Miss April, for the love and support that you all showed this weekend. And I really enjoyed your confidence speech. It really was touching to me. And sometimes we don't really realize our confidence, and we don't reach out to God for that source of confidence. You know, we get scared and paraphrase what the word says. He does not give us a spirit of fear, you know, but a sound mind, judgment, and love, I believe, somewhere in that aspect ballpark. So sometimes we have to remind ourselves of these things when we face different challenges in our life, or just come up against things where we may not have that belief in ourselves. So I just really thank you for that. Again, I thank you for the connections and just the vibe that we had over the weekend. You know, like you say, you just never know how God is going to use someone and the people around you. And, you know, we never meet a stranger. So, you know, I just thank God for you all. And I like the Motivation Monday. I did say I was going to come, man of my word. And I wanted to hear, and I always need motivation. I never turn down a time to be motivated or to motivate someone else who may be just standing on the sidelines and may be afraid like I've been at times, you know. So, again, I just thank everyone and thank you all, and happy Love Day every day.
Amen. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure meeting you, and thank you so much for being connected and being a part of our community. Your confidence, it is something that you need to always lock into God, because he is the only one that can give you the ability, the strength to know that nobody can judge you. Nobody can judge you based upon anything other than his word and what he's given us. And when we stand in that truth, knowing that he got my back, if I am living for him, he has my back in whatever it is that I'm doing. Let me go ahead and hold my head up and walk. Lock into God, lock into him, and allow him, no matter what you go through, no matter where, when, how, what, things are going to come. The enemy's job is to kill, steal, and destroy. And one of the things that he will kill, steal, and destroy is your confidence. And let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we praise and we thank you, God. We thank you that you've called us out of darkness into your glorious and your marvelous light. God, we thank you that in Christ, we've been given all that we need to live a godly life so that we can please you. Thank you that it is in your divine power that we've been called, that we've been chosen, that we've been redeemed, and that we've been equipped by you to live this godly life that you desire for us. Thank you that you've given us righteous. Thank you that you have given us your Holy Spirit. Thank you that you've given us your Son who gave his life, and you gave him a name that is above every name, God. We thank you, God, that his name is above high blood pressure, God, and we thank you, Lord, for healing right now. We ask you, Lord, to be with Cassandra and Lysandra. Jesus, we ask you to fix the broken parts. God, we ask you for everyone that is connected, that you would just be with them, all of our new friends that have joined our community, God. We ask you, God, to give them and show them what it is that you need for them to do as they seek you first and as you guide them into all truth. Lord, we give you praise and we thank you, God, that by your grace, through faith in you, God, that you will open up the windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing that we're unable to receive. Thank you, Lord, that you would crown our week with breakthroughs and manifestations, Jesus.
Hallelujah, God.
That you would open our eyes, that you open our hearts, that you lead us and guide us into how you would like for us to move. And it is in your name we pray, Jesus. Amen. We thank you so much for being a part of Monday Motivation. God bless you.